Amen. In this ministry, praise God, your womb will be restored. Your businesses will be restored. In this ministry, even your ministry, the grace of God upon you will be restored. There are some ministries that specialize in caging grace. You find yourself there spiritually, you will never be above. You see? If you're in that ministry, get out of that. You are listening to me now. If you are anywhere, they cage you. Not only ministry. There are human beings generally by nature. If you are around them, you can't prosper. They are like that. There are people like that. Even in the family, they want everybody to be under them. They have the money to set you up. But they will prefer when you have a need, you come and beg them. They are ready. It's time for your house rent, they will give you the house rent. It's time to pay your children's school fees, they will send you money to pay your children's school fees. But you say, uncle, I have a project. I have a proposal. Help me finance it now. Lie. Because if he does that, you may overtake him. Lie. So, and when you are around such people, run away from them. Don't stay there under any reason. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are pastors that when you are around them, spiritually, you will never prosper. You will remain a servant. Servant. And I have said it. It is very easy to know when something is wrong with a church. I will continue to say it. Praise the Lord. Somebody sent me a text day before yesterday. From the way it says, it's from Nasarawa State. And he was saying that I should stop castigating men of God, that it is wrong. Then he added, after all, have you prayed for your brothers? He mentioned my tribe, Igon people in Nasarawa State. I replied him, if speaking the truth means it says I should stop antagonizing. That's the word he used. I should stop antagonizing other men of God. And I say, if speaking the truth is antagonizing, I want to remain an antagonist. That was my reply to him. And I said, those my brethren in Nasarawa State, they are only a part of a larger country, Nigeria, that I pray for regularly. So there's nothing should make them more special to me. They are Nigerians. And I pray for Nigeria, where I belong. And I quickly told him that if this channel is offending you, then change it, not by force. Watch another channel now. People just are not sincere. All the nonsense going on. With due respect to you, I know you'll be sitting down somewhere now. A minister from one church that came to see me today has been serving in a church for over 10 years. Full-time ministry, serving this Jew who is a prophet. 10 years, out of 10 years, 2 years ago, he gave me one small, started giving small allowance. For 1 year after that, he stopped. To pay the man house rent for 10 years, he has not paid that man's house rent. This is a man with a family. So how have you been surviving? He sent a member, so who he ministered to that helped him. He said, and he dare not hear that a member give us something. Also, you see,
He said, even if they want to wear better clothes,
they are careful because you are going to answer question. How you get this new suit when they wear? But if you wear coat, this old coat, you know there is a difference between suit and coat. Okay. You know, coat, when they go dry cleaner, now then they wash it like shirt. So when you wear it like this, it gets as it be. Coat. Those old headmaster. I don't know whether you people are too young. I don't know headmaster of old. Thank you. Don't fade, all finish. But I must wear coat. When they see you like that, then he should be the only one shining. And all other ministers there like that. And he's the only prophet in that church. I say, any ministry that it is only one man that God is using, I say 99% that gift is not of God. The reason is this. A genuine gift of God. This gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Every gift you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Every gift there is, if it's a genuine gift from God, is infectious. It's infectious. Before you know what, it will catch other people around. I left the other 1%. That's why I said 99%. I left the other 1% to those who deliberately kill it. When you are coming out, shut up. So that nobody will know you. Then it will be only him. If you are in such a ministry, get out of that place. You are under the ministry of a witch. And you don't know it. The grace of God must not be frustrated. God has a purpose for giving you that grace. That vision you see is for a purpose. That healing gift you have is for a purpose. That voice you hear is for a purpose. And it is to achieve God's purpose. And no man should frustrate the grace of God. It is abomination. It is sin for any man to do that. Praise the Lord. So I told the man that came today, you are hearing me, I'm repeating it again. He has come for prayer. I said, prayer for what? I said, that your prophet doesn't have problem. Now you get problem. Then tie you for there. Why is it not possible for you to get out? Get out, that is your deliverance. Then when you leave, then before they catch you with your cutting power, then come to us. And power will jam power. We will pray for you and lose you to go and serve God wherever. I didn't say you should come and work here. 17 years of this ministry, I have never met any minister of God here. Come and work with me. I've never had a meeting. Come and work with me. And no minister trying to live here. Did I beg? They say, no go now. Stay and walk with me now. You won't go. It's not good now. I have never, and I will never. Every minister you see here, your gift will bring you out. It's not a meeting with me. Amen. Praise God. Some people come here, and they think that all these ministers here, you know, I employed them. I brought them in here. Nothing like that. This is a restored ministry. Everything done here, we do it the Bible way. It's a Bible way. The Bible way. Praise the Lord. We are here. We see the grace of God in your life. If we see it, we encourage you. If we see any grace, whether it is a preaching gift, a deliverance gift, we created groups in the church here so that people can feel free and operate their gifts. Those who have a healing gift, we have the healing and deliverance team. They were here doing vigil last night, am I correct? Preparing for today. For those, they will be praying for today. Have vigil. You're an evangelist. We have the evangelical group. They come together and they go on evangelism. Praise God. You are a prophet. That is, you have the ability that people can come and inquire from God through you. When we see it, we encourage it. And none of them here came with that gift here. That is the interesting thing about this ministry. They all came here like you come like this, and they received that grace here through our numerous programs. And we notice it, we bring them up, and we make them available for the people to benefit from the gift. For which purpose God gave the gift? God gave the gift for his people. And God cannot use only one man in a church. And you may hear that because I am the pastor of this church does not make me more anointed than any of them. I am just the head, because in every group there must be a head. But I also have my own gifts. Praise the Lord. Some of you will come to me just because as they see small word of knowledge, you think I'm a prophet. I'm not a prophet. If you want confirm, come sit down near me. Tell me, say, make I find out something from you. Now that time you go no say I know be prophet. I don't have the ability. Yes. Maybe I'm praying for you. God can show me something when I'm praying for you. But to sit down and say, Pastor, my life scattered up and down. I don't know what is wrong. And should they tell me, I say, me too, I don't know. And you should be sincere about it. I have my own gift, and I should stay in my gift. Amen. Evil eating food. Dietitians, they preach balanced diet. You must eat balanced diet. Eh? For good health. So God himself has put people in the church so that we'll be balanced. Amen. And that's the reason. Praise the Lord. And God created us with this law of interdependency. We are no man is an island. You depend on somebody. There's something I have that you don't have, that you need from me. And you too that need something from me, there is something you have that I don't have that I will need. So that no man will play God. God does it like that. Praise God. If not, why, how will, okay, doesn't it, are you not surprised? How some man is pastoring Igbo people? You see? Praise the Lord. And our ministers here are well taken care of. Our members take care of them. Amen. And we encourage our members to take care of them. I told that pastor today, I said, a true father desires his children to be better than him. My desire is that all these my children working with me, they will be more blessed than me. Who has the glory? Not me. Not me. Eh? Praise the Lord. When you are riding that car, eh? Where you forget that car? You come to church with that car. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is how it should be. But church has become business. Church has become business. So that your market no go spoil. You are afraid that some other minister attention will be going there. Amen. It's because you have no revelation of the word. No revelation of the word. When this church started, because of the things we stand for, I was not expecting that this church will ever be even more than 100 members. After 10 years, we will reach 100. Because we are not ready to compromise. You see? So I was not expecting people. As people they come and say, they think they surprised me. Because later on, I discovered that there are true children of God that want to hear the truth. They want to hear the truth. That sister, Christian sister that is wearing trousers, painting her face, dressing like a masquerade, It was because her pastor told her it doesn't matter. Then the day she jammed people like us, and we show her where that is leading them to, and they see it through children of God, they will say, yeah, they will drop it. You see? They want to hear the truth. They want to hear the truth. I have been to a program organized by a Pentecostal pastor. Gathered so many pastors. And when I preached, before I realized what, I noticed the GO's wife, where she was sitting, I noticed she was removing a earring. And I turned, I said, mommy, you are removing your earring. She said, I have seen it. It was later on, when we are going home, that the people that went with me, they were telling me that all the sisters that were there in that program, that they noticed they all removed their earring after they saw it. So when I see such things, my faith go hard. I say, talk harder. There are people that want to hear. That's why I say the way we say. Of course, in a church like this, you know, where there's liberty, false people will smuggle there to spoil our testimony. They don't get any gift, but they go and pretend, say they get the gift. But it's a matter of time, they will be exposed. And when we see them, we don't spare them. Because we are watching out for them. Praise the Lord. And then some of you too don't cooperate with us. For instance, here is an unpardonable offense in this church for a minister to charge people before praying for you or after praying for you. It's unpardonable. Pardonable. And they talk and now, some people will still fall mugu. See? It's wrong. The Bible says freely we receive and freely we give. You are used to all these people selling anointing. They sell anointing water. Like this water ministration. And this church will have been making a lot of money every Tuesday. And more people will have been coming here than they are coming now. If to say we they sell them. Because we do abracadabra, we stand and speak in tongue, whether in a genuine tongue or false tongue. Now go hear me the haramasoro toto over the water. The minister wants small anointing. Some people, they fall under anointing. I give you, I will hold the water like this. You touch the water, you fall down. I say, 1,000 naira. They will rush and collect 100 naira pure water and 5 naira pure water for 1,000 naira. That is what is happening in Christianity. It is wrong to sell anything like that. It is wrong. Even if you want to sell it, okay, if you produced it, then sell it at the cost of production now. No profit at all. Why should you do profitary in the church? What for? After all, the people pay tithe and offering. So what is the tithe and offering for? What are you selling anything for? Ha! Wait and see what will happen in hell. The people that will enter that hell, may God open small window for heaven, make I see them. Because I will be in heaven. Like can't go to hell. See how they will burn. And ministers, their section of the fire will be hotter than other people. A minister of God will receive more punishment than a prostitute. Because you know the truth. You mess up with the grace of God. I'm saying so because some of them, they hear me now. They are watching me secretly in their room. Then they watch me. Praise the Lord. And you who came to Brother Assembly, you heard the truth and you refused to follow. You'll be in the next compartment after those ministers. Because you were disobedient. Come to a church like this and you still live that nonsense life unbelievers live. Some of you still deal in cocaine. Cocaine business. Some of you are still prostitutes. Prostitution, not be only those where they stand for road, where they stay for hotel. The commonest one now, they are living with their parents. You know now, how many boyfriends do you have? If a man sleeps with you and he has not paid your dowry, what are you doing with him? You're a prostitute. Because even according to native law, tradition, you are not supposed to open your leg for a man that has not paid your dowry. And that is why if you get belle, some traditions will not collect the dowry. They say, oh yeah, go burn the pikin first. Because you fall under another consideration. Because you have broken, in fact, it's a taboo. Even without the Bible now. And then shameless pastor, blind pastors, you see them. Somebody will wear a white gown with the belle for, they are coming for a wedding with the belle for altar. Now that one, you say, hey, what of those where they wed man and man? Woman and woman. Homosexuals in the church. That's the abomination that's come. You come to this church where you are able to hear the truth and you are not out of a deviant spirit. And these people took criticize. And leave me as I am. We will not leave you. We'll be saying it and saying it until you either change or you stop coming here. Stop coming here. And if you vex now, we want to take offering now. Don't put offering. In fact, if you're a prostitute, don't bring offering. If that money you hold, now your boyfriend will sleep with you last week, come set you with them. You want come bring tithe. Ah! It's abomination. Don't do that to me. Can I tell you what will happen to you? In this church, you left your boyfriend's house. Come here. The money will give you, come carry. They dance. Come put offering. Wallahi talahi, if you reach house, the relationship will break. No, because you are insulting God now. You are insulting Him. It's an insult to God. You are insulting Him. He's the one that helped you to get that money. You are bringing His own, Abi, by fornication. It's an insult. In a ministry like this, as you go back, now so fight until the team break. So don't bring offering. No. If you see anybody, no, if you bring offering today, just tell us, say, repent, sister. You uncle, you thief your master money. That is even worse. Do you know something? A lot of us, because many of us here, we work under people, and then. You don't know that most of those your masters are occultic people. I'm telling you, you don't know. The man just they leave you with a thief. You think say you don't know. If they watch you, if they look you, it's not the thief they go. If the thief they go, if they look you, you don't know. Say in don't go swear somewhere. Anybody will thief my money. Now so you go remain. When you finish, he said to you finish. Watch what happens with that money. Most of you, nothing. After 3 months, you put in that money, jam, you come back to zero. Square one. You know now, for that shop, where your master give you, you said to you, then inside that your shop, I told you, the enemies of prosperity, this is one of them. They settle, you finish, go open your shop, you now be your guy. Then those guys where they sell pure water and gala, when they walk up and down there, you entice one with 150 naira and then sleep with her in that shop. You have closed that business. People don't know. It's a spiritual fact. Once you have desecrated that business, no matter what you do, that shop will close. Somebody will say, maybe that's why my shop closed. That's the reason. So repent so that, like Samson, God may give you a second chance. Then you carry cocaine. Then you don't do one deal, come back now. I want to buy 3 poles for bride assembly. Which pole? Paul with which money? You know, we're looking for money to build this place. Then you go and bring Paul. Bring Paul. I want to buy 10 poles. So that God will see the pole and pardon your iniquity. Abi, what you are actually doing is you are insulting God the more. And instead of you to stand like that pole, you will bend. God will make sure he bends you. Stop that. You see, nobody tells you these things. So people don't even know how to approach God. God is not interested in your money. He's interested in your soul. Why will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Now, I'm not against prosperity. Prosperity is our portion. But there's godly prosperity. Prosperity that you can stand and face the devil. And face your competitors. And face everyone. That search me, I do legitimate business. Praise the Lord. Then you can challenge God. Bring the offering. You use that little one. I say, Pastor Thomas was giving me a very interesting testimony. How the master of a young man, young boy here, he came to pay his pole, made about 160,000 naira to buy one pole. And I was telling him, I said, see one small boy, you brought 20 something years old. Then Pastor Thomas gave me his history, that his master, few years back, said to him out of wickedness with 17,000 naira, get out. But he knows that he has been faithful to that man. So he collected the 17,000 naira and brought it to either 17 or 70,000, one of it. I brought it for Pastor Thomas to keep for him and narrated his problem and decided to change trade and then decided to mingle with one of the brothers here in Oshodi to learn trade. He didn't go to school. He said, keep it, make I go learn another line of trade. 4 months after, he said, I don't learn small. Make you give me that money where I give you. With the small one, where you get. Then he started. That person now has finished his 6-bedroom bungalow in his village. God has blessed him so much now. Until every vow we make here, he will stand up. 100,000, 200,000. With that little, he held on to God. And God opened doors of blessing for him. Always remember that it is not your wisdom. It is not your ability. For he told the children of Israel, for it is God that giveth thee power to make wealth. It is God that giveth thee power to make wealth. Therefore, if you want to make wealth, hold on to God. Be faithful. Allow him to guide you. He makes a way where there is no way. For now, any money that you know is not fit to give to God, don't bring it in this church for offering. I beg you. We need money. I'm telling you, we need money. Seriously. We don't want this rainy season to catch us for this place. Heat too much here. You know, they demolished this place, but we must build it again. But I don't want dirty money to be part of the history. I don't want anything that Satan will use to accuse this church. But we stand there and pray. Let nothing hinder our prayers. We better remain under a shade like this and be right with God than to remain under some sophisticated air-conditioned building and be far from God. So, we want clean money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then also, when you are bringing offering, don't bring insulting offering. If I, your pastor, visit you in your house, you are not going to give me pure water to drink. Am I correct? You get a house? You get a house? You never get a house? You uncle? You get a house?
Yes,
sir. If I visit you for your house, what will you use to entertain me?
The best that my hand can afford.
Like what? What in the day now? Make I know whether make I visit you soon.
Sir, anything that my hand can afford.
I want to know. Maybe I can visit you soon.
Okay, I will give you a bottle of wine.
Which area do you live?
I live at Orile, sir.
Orile?
Yes, sir.
So I could take off from here because of bottle of wine. You go Orile. All this transport. How much is a bottle of wine? 200 naira.
Not 200, though.
200 naira offering. Go carry. Go bring change. Some of them, they enter now. Now go do change. Put 20 naira. Because and you won't give me a gift that is 20 naira if I visit your house. But when it's time for offering, before the God that giveth the power to make wealth. Before a God that giveth the power to make wealth. Before he who has the final say over your life. Before he who is responsible for your being alive now. Then you will treat him secondary. When you do that, you are cheating yourself. There are such offerings that are abomination. It's better you don't give. Now, if that 20 naira is all you can afford, somebody's 20 naira can be the equivalent of another person's 20,000 naira. Okay? God understands. I'm not trying to say, don't bring 20 naira offering. I'm speaking to stingy people. Those who can afford it and they refuse. But they can give it to, you know. Anyway, my time don't go. Today, how many people are getting baptized? Can I see your hand up? You came here for baptism today. 1, 2, 3. I didn't talk about baptism. I talked the one where they worry me today. Praise God. I want to address all these false ministers because when I heard what that brother told me, I was grieved in the spirit to see what agents of darkness come and mess up the children of God. Take advantage of God's children and mess them up. Enrich themselves and impoverish all of them. And it's wrong. Very, very wrong. And I say, if you find yourself in that area, come out of that place. If you are around a man and your life is not changing, if you are working for, even in a company, your boss, this one-man business, and you are there, and you have never gone beyond that, your salary at the end of the month, where before you finish, you don't enter debt. Something is wrong. Look for another job. There are some companies that they use the glory of the workers. If you are working anywhere, and for so many years, nothing to show for it, change that address. Change that job. If you are living with your uncle, change it. Don't say, I don't have accommodation in Lagos. I have to stay. Leave him and go and squat with a friend somewhere. Get away from him. Because as long as you remain there, you will never prosper. You will continue to beg and beg and beg and beg. But that begging spirit is removed from somebody here today in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.